live, and you can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And against his better judgment, Mark has returned to the studio.
You think this is against my better judgment?
I don't know. You're coughing and hacking things up over there.
You know, I'd be staying at home if I thought you could do this on your own. But I'm sit there, I listen, I'm like, oh, geez, I got to be there.
I have judgment so good that it will make up for whatever bad decisions Mark is.
Brett Benat here from the School Sucks Project, as well as has been the trend on Wednesday nights. We will, of course, take your calls about anything. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com. To get more of that, we'll talk more about that when we get a chance. Coming up here tonight, 30 things, and I don't know how many of these 30 things we're going to get through. This is one of those self-help lists. 30 things to stop doing to yourself. We'll get into that. Plus, Brett and I brought in the same show prep, which was also the number one piece of content at the moment on freetalklive.com. As you know, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can vote on the new numbered items that you'll see there on the front page. Those have been submitted by listeners like you. So you can, when you find something online that you think's interesting, you think we'll appreciate, you think our listeners will appreciate, you submit it to freetalklive.com through our system there, which is tied in with Reddit. So you do need a Reddit account and a Free Talk Live account. They're both free. You just tie the two together. It makes it easy to submit content from that point forward at freetalklive.com. So the number one story right now, as voted by you, all men in North Korea are now required to get Kim Jong-un haircuts.
Well, they used to have to have the pompadours like Kim Jong-il. Do you remember this?
I remember that, vaguely.
And so now the Kim Jong-un flat top is in, right?
As submitted.
Required.
Well, it's not exactly a flat top. We can get into the details on that here. But first, we're going to go to Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. He's on Skype. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man. Mark sounds like he's dying.
I didn't twist his arm to come in tonight or anything like that.
No, he tried to keep me out of here. All I want is really, I want wit.
I just love having a coughing man in the background throughout the show.
It is funny. I heard him cough in the background. So
could you?
Of course.
I did.
Your mics are going to pick it up, even though you mute yours.
I'll use my shortstop, too. We'll mute him on two mics, so we'll do our best.
Well, here we could kill two birds with one stone. What I'm calling about is I've started an Indiegogo campaign to help get Ben Stone, the bad Quaker, to Porkfest, because he's been invited to speak and they haven't jumped to pay his expenses yet. And we figured, let's just raise the expenses to send him. So you can go to badquaker.com and there's a link to the Indiegogo campaign, or you can go to the Freedom Fiends blog. There's a link to the Indiegogo campaign. Here's my suggestion. Send Mark home and take what you'd pay him and donate it to this Ben Stone thing today, and I'll fill in for Mark for the day for free. Because I'm feeling great, man. I can't stop talking.
Well, first off, I own this business along with Ian, and so therefore I get paid
really
nothing.
Get paid.
Yeah.
How about I pay you? How about I'll donate $10 to this campaign if Mark goes home, whether I fill in or not.
I'm not even going to talk that much during the show. It's just that people want to, you know, you're calling and talking to me.
I was going to say, you've already talked more than everyone else so far.
Yeah. and right, it is hard for me not to talk, so there's that. But I am going to. I'm trying to figure out where to donate for this, because I'm going to donate to send Bad Quaker.
Michael, can you, for those who are unfamiliar, can you tell us a little more about Ben Stone?
Excellent question.
Yeah, man. He is one of the, I hate to use the word great man of liberty, one of the great men of liberty, because he makes fun of the great man concept, and that's one of the great things that he brings to the liberty mission. He's been a big influence on me personally. He's kind of gotten me out of the, we must rattle our sabers and be angry, and just like taken me to just post-anarchist, where I'm like, what? Obama did who? Who's president? Like, I don't even care anymore. And I think that's a good thing. And he's just a great guy, man. He's a great guy with a great energy. And he recently was in the hospital. He nearly died. He had heart failure.
He's back, and, though. He's back doing his show on a weekly basis.
He's back. Yeah, he's not doing it on a daily basis. His health is getting better, but he's kind of bummed out. He's kind of like, he might not like that I'm saying this, but I talk to the guy every day on the phone, and he's kind of like, Michael, I'm thinking of retiring from Liberty, and I got asked to speak at Porkfest, and I don't have money to do it. And I'm like, dude, if you retire, that's ridiculous. You're one of the greatest voices out there. So I'm doing this not only to raise money to actually send him there, but to encourage him. And we've got a whole bunch of perks. We got, let's see, $100, $25 donation, you get some Bad Quaker buttons. $100 donation, you get some buttons and a sticker. $250, you get a t-shirt, button, and sticker. Now, I'm listed on this campaign as the cat herder and money changer, but I'm not taking any cut. But kind of as a joke, but kind of serious, even though the goal is $2,000 and he can get there for $1,000, we have a package called the Big Kahuna, which is one is available, and it's $10,000. And the prize you get is my RE20 microphone, which is a $600 value, signed by Ben and I. And not only does Ben go to Porkfest and get some money for medical expenses, I go to Porkfest, and my wife goes to Porkfest, and the person who donates gets to Porkfest. So
that's pretty cool, because like, you don't usually leave your basement, so to get you out at Porkfest would be a major feat.
Yeah, I can't see anybody. $10,000 is a lot of money, but I would love to see you at Porkfest.
Yeah, it wouldn't cost that much to get me to Porkfest. We're kind of tippling on the idea whether we can come up with it or not. It's kind of, it wouldn't bury us, but it would be like we wouldn't have a cent left for, you know, if the car broke down or anything like that, or any expenses came up. So we're trying to figure out if we can do that this year. But we're definitely going to go next year for sure.
DJ, awesome. Well, very exciting.
And I have to say, I'm very intrigued by this campaign. Ben Stone, I've never heard the Bad Quaker.
Really?
I haven't heard it yet.
I love this guy. He is so brilliant.
He is probably one of my most frequently requested guests.
Really?
And I just haven't, you know, made the connection with him yet. Somebody even tried to hook us up. Michael Dean is on that list of requested guests as well, mm-hmm. So we'll have to talk off the air sometime. I'll talk anywhere, anytime.
You sure will. Man.
Michael, thanks, because I'm motivated.
My speaker's fee is $10, and you have to donate it to the Help Ben Stone Get to Porkfest Fund.
Well, the fact that you're putting in this effort intrigues me, and I will reach out to him, and maybe I can help raise awareness if he can come on my show in the next month. I guess we still have what do we got? 3 months till Porkfest? A little less?
Yeah, 3 months. Yeah. Whenever I hear Ben Stone, his website, by the way, is badquaker.com, and when you go there, there's a link. The first story there is a link to the Indiegogo fundraiser. But whenever I hear him on the air, he's just so knowledgeable. He seems like, maybe he isn't really, but he makes it seem like he knows a lot of stuff about whatever it is he's talking about. He seems very well researched. And I feel like I've always gained some sort of knowledge by listening to the guy.
Yeah, that sounds great. I look forward to checking him out ASAP.
All right, Michael Dean, what else you got for us?
Could we add to the perk that if we get the Big Kahuna donation of $10,000, Mark will get a Kim Jong Il haircut?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, cool.
Seriously?
That's all I got, man.
Whatever it is. Amazing.
If somebody pays $10,000 to get Michael W. Dean and Bad Quaker to Porkfest, yes, I'll get whatever haircut you want.
All right, cool. That's pretty good.
At Porkfest.
Yeah, you got to add that to the list of the perks now.
Okay, I will. We have it on record.
Fantastic.
Cool,
that's Michael all I Dean, got. Hey, while you're here, plug your new show.
Oh yeah, Michael Dean After Dark. Michael Dean After Dark is on LRN and GCN Monday through Friday, midnight to 2 Central. That's 1 to 3 East Coast time. Yeah, it's fun, man. It's me and rotating cast
of is one
10
of your
different
co-hosts.
Yeah, it's a lot of like radio stars like Derek Jay and Stephanie Murphy, but then it's also like some people who've never been on radio, and I'm basically doing this for fun because I'm up at that time anyway, but also to like be the J school, the journalism school for the next batch of Liberty Radio personalities. And it's the show that would exist in LibPair. There's no tyranny. My rule, what I say about it is Michael Dean After Dark is a game show where the loser is the person who brings up tyranny.
Thanks for the call tonight, Michael. Appreciate hearing from you. And you can catch that again tonight at 1 a.m. on 1 a.m. Eastern on LRN.FM. Thanks, Michael. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have to meet his co-host on Freedom Fiends, Nima Vidati, at the Austin, Texas Bitcoin
Great
conference.
Interview, by the way.
Great guy, too. More on the way here. You can take control. 30 things to stop doing. We'll get that list in tonight.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. The Burglar Deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you. Archives galore. You just click, you download, and they're yours for free. They go back all the way to 2006, late 2006. Download as many as you want on us at freetalklive.com. And we now have video archives of the show. It's kind of something that you've been doing, right, Brett, with School Sucks? You've been videoing for quite a long time. Or do you archive your videos, or do you just...
Oh, we have a YouTube channel, and in the beginning I thought just putting anything on YouTube was good. It takes a little more you know, work than that. So,
I'm putting almost no work into this. I'm just taking the 3-hour chunk of video from Free Talk Live and uploading it to you.
I think that is a fantastic idea, and I think you could find a whole new audience there.
So far, we found dozens.
Dozens of people.
Dozens have a way of turning into millions.
If we'd have been the first thing on YouTube, we'd be huge right now.
Probably true.
Well, the other thing I found, too, is that I was really excited when I first just started putting anything on YouTube, and people would watch it, and then it kind of, I know you have a limited amount of time to spend on it, but it became this evolution where, you know, I would get to a certain point, I would say, okay, now it needs to be more, now there needs to be graphics, now there needs to be clips. And, it evolved
from
there.
Did you team up with Stefan Molyneux at some point to do some stuff?
No.
Misremembering that.
It was Think Twice News.
That's right.
Which was John Shaw and Jason Osborne did some video work for Steph.
Of the crew from School Sucks Project.
Yes. So good luck to you.
Yeah, man.
YouTube.
Well, so we just started it a few weeks ago, so therefore it only has about a month's worth of content on there, so you don't get to go back very far at this point. But it's there, and every night there's a new full-length episode of Free Talk Live available there at youtube.freetalklive.com. That's a quick link that'll take you right to our YouTube channel, youtube.freetalklive.com. Feel free to share, download, edit, re-upload, whatever you want to do with it. So I want you to imagine to be able to spend bitcoins with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank system. You swipe and Bitcoin is removed from your wallet. It makes Bitcoin just as easy to use as money in the meat space world. And this technology would be pretty awesome if it can get the development that is necessary to get the word out and get people using this technology. Mark, you actually purchased one of these cards.
Right. I mean, the development is there. It's really just the implementation, on a wide scale.
We've got to get the word out to businesses and explain the system to them. So there's some investing that could happen here, and you can help out mybtc.cc and make this technology more of a reality if you think it's a cool idea, as I do. Go to their Indiegogo campaign. There, of course, are perks involved. mybtc.cc. You can go there and get one of these Bitcoin credit cards for yourself. mybtc.cc. So we will get to the 30 things to stop doing to yourself. But first, Brett, you've got the story about the latest from North Korea, which I just find to be fascinating, a fascinating place, much like a train wreck is fascinating.
Yeah.
Always doing something ridiculous and crazy over there. So what's the latest?
Well, I mean, did you kind of maybe also found this story a little bit amusing? Perhaps.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's easy to find.
And scary.
Yeah. Well, that's I'm glad that you find it scary because as a man with a full head of hair, same thing with Mark. Yeah, there isn't much to be scared of here. It's more amusing than scary. But for me, I'm always wearing my hat. I shave my head down. I'm losing my hair. I'm not capable of the Kim Jong-un hairstyle anymore.
Is that what the hat's about?
Yeah. Well, I shave my head. Well, in the winter, you have to wear a hat because it's cold here. In the summer, you have to wear a hat. So you don't get sunburn on your little face, you know, if you have no hair.
So, yeah, right. He's got a hat instead of a toupee.
Right.
I see.
Right. And I think that's fine.
It's totally fine.
And I've just said it to thousands of people, so I'm not hiding anything.
No, obviously not.
But anyway, all I can do, going bald on top and in the back, is the reverse Kim Jong-un, which is probably pretty subversive in North Korea. If I just grew it out on the sides and shaved it on the top, if you're unfamiliar, he shaves the sides and grows out the top.
That's correct.
I would certainly be in a prison.
The news is they're going to force everybody to get his haircut, the males.
Yes, exactly. So the slug for this article, all women will still be allowed to choose from a selection of state-sanctioned dues.
Wow.
Hairdos, yeah. Until now, everyone in North Korea had to choose their haircuts from a list of state-approved styles. But now, all men in the Hermit Kingdom will be required to sport the same hairstyle as Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un. The BBC reports. Pyongyang introduced the new law 2 weeks ago, but is now rolling it out across the country. Unfortunately, some North Koreans may not be thrilled about the new look. According to former Pyongyang resident now living in China, the Kim Jong-un cut is unpopular because it apparently resembles the style of Chinese smugglers. And that man is quoted, he says, until the mid-2000s, we called it the Chinese smuggler haircut, the source told the Korea Times.
For now,
Chinese smugglers have the same haircut.
Uh-huh. Yeah, apparently.
You would think they would, like, diversify to cover their...
Ridiculous is what it sounds like.
Yeah. For now, it seems women will still be able to choose from one of several state-approved styles. Though if Kim Jong-un is a Friends fan, he'll mandate all women get the Rachel. You never know. That's a reference to the television show Friends and Jennifer Aniston's trendy hairstyles.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She did. For a while there, it was popular to have hairstyles like her.
Yeah, she was kind of the hair queen of the 90s in many ways.
So, so apparently, do we know what the punishment is, however, for this? I don't see anything about that story.
No, that's where the article ends. But
probably prison. You know, you're probably going to go to prison over that.
I don't know.
Hard labor.
It's possible.
In service of the state.
You know, after I saw those women that were sort of berating the cops in that video that was not too long ago, I kind of wonder, you know, maybe you can get away with a certain level of civil disobedience there.
Okay, you're referring to the PBS special, which was done by, I forget the name of the program on PBS that did it, but they did an undercover camera investigation into North Korea. There are certain people who are given very small cameras to sort of carry around with them in daily life and record what actually transpires on the streets and in the real North Korea. And they put together about an hour-long documentary. I think it was North Korea, something with the word state in the title. I'll have to go and look for that maybe during the break and see if I can find it, because it was absolutely fascinating. It was amazing to get a look into North Korea that's outside of the official tour guide North Korea. When you go to this place, if you go to North Korea, you're given a very specific track. You may only go on this track, and you are not to leave the track, or you'll go to prison. So you stay on that track, and this is a way to get off that track. They have just average North Koreans recording video and then smuggling that video out to this person who's based in South Korea,
right,
that puts the videos together.
And I wonder if that PBS program was done in response to Vice, where Vice went to North Korea, I think, a couple, maybe two or three times.
That's right.
And they're getting a very obviously superficial look, and they know it, and they're reporting that this is superficial. And I think it left people with a lot of curiosity about what it was really like there.
It's called Secret State of North Korea. It is a Frontline documentary, and if you simply Google PBS North Korea, it's the first option that comes up. Came out earlier this year. Cool. Very, very interesting stuff. And also about smuggling things into North Korea, like TV programs from South Korea, etc. Well, on the way, you take control here on Free Talk Live.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey
Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control toll free, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. News updates, you can get signed up. Follow the show via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever is your preference. Though, if you sign up for our email list, you're going to get something new that has only been going on for about a month now. It is the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest. We've got some great folks putting together the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest, and it is essentially a summary of some of the most popular stories as voted and submitted by you to our website. So that North Korean haircut story where all males in North Korea are allegedly going to be forced to get the Kim Jong-un haircut, the number one story on our website right now. So odds are good that's going to show up in next week's Free Talk Live Weekly Digest. Mm-hmm. It already came out, I think, earlier this week. So it's a great way to kind of get a quick look at some of the activity that has been happening on the website over the past week. Plus, there's also a link in every one of these Weekly Digest emails to the Weekly Digest audio clip. And that is in an audio file that our listener Benjamin Bartholomew is putting together, basically on a volunteer basis. He's accepting contributions for it, and he has those links on his page. But you go there, if you sign up over at news.freetalklive.com, you get the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest email, and there's a link in every one of those to the Weekly Digest audio file. So if you can't digest a full 21 hours of Free Talk Live talk radio content every single week, you can take it down to about 75 minutes. And basically he picks out his favorite stuff of the entire week's shows, which is very cool. So you can get signed up for that by going to news.freetalklive.com. Plus, again, if you follow us on Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, you'll get updates during the show. Mark is posting on Hootsuite tonight, as a matter of fact. And so if you've you know, if you want to comment on some of the news items we're talking about, maybe you don't want to call in, you just want to comment online, you can do that on our social bookmarking site. So go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. Still to come here tonight, the 30 things to stop doing to yourself. We'll get into that list. Plus, if you value your online privacy, you need Pro XPN. It's a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted before it gets to your internet service provider, meaning your ISP, which is right now likely snooping on you and logging every website you visit, logging every search term that you enter, You can stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Get their software. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android phones. So whether it's a phone or a laptop or your desktop, ProXPN will work for you. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can use our discount code FTL20 and save 20% off the price of their premium account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth plus no restrictions on what you can do. You can privately torrent with the ProXPN unlimited account, the premium account. And although I recommend if you're going to do private torrents, you connect to their Netherlands server because the Netherlands has the greatest privacy protections for that sort of thing. So ProXPN actually does have different server locations around the world, which means when you connect to the Netherlands server or the Singapore server or whichever server you choose, it'll make it look like you're in that location. So when you go to websites that think they know where you are, they have the little detector thing that can tell where you are. They
won't be able to... Singles in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, they won't be. They'll think you're in Singapore, or wherever it is you've selected. So that's another way that ProXPN protects your privacy. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there and get started right now. They've got a free account, but when you're ready to upgrade to premium, use code FTL20 to save that 20% for the lifetime of the account, and that brings the price down to $5. Per month. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones. Liberty Phoenix is on Skype tonight. Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live calling from Illinois.
Hey, guys. I'm hoping I can have a much more creamier audio tonight than I did yesterday.
Sounding good so far. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to call and try and relate my story about buying this new vehicle. Like I said, I don't know how much of the story you guys caught yesterday, but I'll start from the beginning.
Not much.
Due to my own irresponsibility, my vehicle died on me, and I had to purchase a new one. Well, the cheapest one that I could find and the quickest one was off of another of my technicians, but the title was a little skewed. Apparently, it was all kinds of messed up. The dealer signed it in the wrong place, and he signed it in the wrong place, and so I took it to the currency exchange to try and figure out what I needed to do to get this vehicle in my name. So that I could, you know, make an effort and make an attempt to play along with the state. And she tells me, okay, you need to go get this filled out by this little piece of paper filled out by the person you bought it from and the dealer and this other person and bring it back and we'll be okay. And I said, all right, cool. So I go do that, bring it back to her, and it's a different lady there. And she's like, no, we can't use this at all. You're not going to be able to do this. The state's not going to accept this. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just go into the DMV and see what they say. That was a bad mistake. Going to the DMV as an anarchist is probably the worst. That's probably worse than waterboarding. There were just so many people that were just so happy that the DMV would make it so easy for them and so quick and expedited of a process for them to be robbed and voluntarily robbed. And the woman that I spoke to basically said that I have to, that my best option was to go to the dealer, which no longer exists anymore. Well, I told her that much, and she said, okay, we'll find another one and just have them print you up a bill of sale. She told me to commit fraud.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So that's how messed up their system is.
Because she said literally, there's no way that I can. Yeah, she literally said that there is no way that I can have this vehicle in my name legally without jumping through all these hoops. And I was just like, you know what? Screw it. I'll just spend some time in jail. I'm not going to play with them anymore. I'm done with it. I'm not going to even.
What do you mean you're going to spend some time in jail? What are you saying?
Well, when I get caught. So I know it's about to happen.
So hold on a second. So just to clarify something. Just to clarify, you were intending to purchase the car from your coworker. Have you gotten a bill of sale from the coworker? Is it officially yours, or are you still just kind of just looking into it phase?
No, I've already bought it. I paid him $800 for it, and okay. He wrote me out a bill of sale.
Great. So it's technically yours, and now the only thing is you can't take the title and or the certificate of title and transfer that to your name.
Correct.
Now, that doesn't mean that it would be illegal for you to drive it around, does it?
Well, it's not a registered vehicle in my name. It doesn't have legal plates.
Mm.
The tags are for a completely different vehicle.
It can be. I will say this.
And now that they have all these...
I had an experience. I used to have a Volkswagen that was 2001. And in New Hampshire, we have something called an emissions test. And German cars were notorious for having these problems with the computer that would fail them on emissions tests, especially once they got a little older. So I would stop getting inspection stickers. And in the car turns out to be a somewhat expensive place to do activism, because if you get pulled over and they decide they're going to take the car and you decide that you eventually want it back, you know, you're talking anywhere from, I mean, hopefully it doesn't, yeah, and hopefully it doesn't happen on a Friday night when you're not going to be able to get it out of impound until Monday, and then it's, you know, $300, $400. So I would say, and I know I'm not in this situation, I feel like I can have some sympathy for what you're dealing with based on my past experience. I would try to resolve the issue up front if you want to drive the car, because, you know, it would be a shame to lose whatever you've invested in it at this point, which is already $800.
And a bunch of time.
Yeah, can you have the guy who used to own it get a new certificate of title that won't have a bunch of signatures on it? Usually there's some kind of process for that.
Well, he said he doesn't have the title anymore, or he doesn't have his original bill of sale.
Okay, I guess I don't know what the process is that you have.
The dealer's gone, Ian.
I understand what you're saying. I guess I don't know what the process. Like, if you have an old certificate of title, that's not good enough to show that to the state and say, hey, can you just give me a new one? There's some signatures on the wrong lines here. Pay the $25 or whatever the fee would be. You have to have the original bill of sale.
No, the guy doesn't have the original bill of sale anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, best of luck. Liberty of Phoenix, sounds like you're screwed. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And he's, you know, he got it from the coworker. I'm sure the guy doesn't want his car back at this point, since it's a bit of a burden. You can take control of the airwaves here and tell your nightmare sales story if you would like. There's always problems with cars. More coming up. 30 things to stop doing to yourself on the way on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. And we are down to just two hosts tonight. Mark has voluntarily decided to leave the show based on the fact that he is coughing quite a bit in the background. And it can be not only can be distracting to the listener, but it can be a little distracting when you're in the studio as well.
And it's sad. I want him to feel better, too. So
he probably won't feel better just because he goes home. But, you know. He really wanted to come in tonight because it can be tough when you're a talk show host and you're used to giving your opinions on the radio, and then all of a sudden you're taken out. It can be very, very difficult when Mark is making indicators in the background. I don't know what he wants, but anyway, it can be difficult to not have that microphone in front of you, so I can understand why he wanted him, and he gave it his best tonight.
Yeah, and when you're an opinionated talk show host, it's very difficult to sit at home and listen to other people's opinions.
It's true, but the good news is he has been doing a great job at hooting during the show, which means posting simultaneously to Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and I imagine he will be resuming that when he gets back to his casa here in a short bit. So we'll have him back as soon as we can, hopefully by the weekend, because I'm expected to not be here on Saturday night. I've got a fundraising event for the local homeless shelter that I attend on a yearly basis, the Masquerade Ball. So if Mark's still sick by then, we might be asking you to come and do some fill-in work, Brett.
I would love that.
We'll keep that in mind. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we're going to talk about some self-improvement ideas here in a little bit. And LeaderAmp can help you be a better leader. In fact, most people want to get ahead in life, and nearly all of Free Talk Live's listeners would like to persuade more people toward freedom. But did you know that some of the solutions that claim to help you grow actually backfire? The good news is that 70 years of science shows that even the best leaders can get better, but only if they practice in ways that actually work. Dr. Matt Barney, the founder of LeaderAmp, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years, using the latest science of what works. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application to measure each person and tailor a customized developmental plan, some of which will be pushed to your smartphone. His vision is to build a community who can access approaches that really work and support each other's development as leaders. Uniquely, it will also allow you to compare your leadership with famous historical leaders like Gandhi or Steve Jobs. It'll help you see that they weren't perfect, but they overcame their own limitations with practice. The app isn't ready yet. It's being built. But if you'd like to help advance an approach to grow freedom lovers' persuasion skills, we'd love for you to join the community. You can feel free to pre-order over at their Indiegogo by going to leaderamp.freetalklive.com. That's a quick link that'll take you over to their Indiegogo campaign. Amp your leadership by going to leaderamp.freetalklive.com. Mark says he signed up. I'm fascinated by it. It sounds like it'll be very, very interesting. Anything that can help people be better at what they do, be better leaders, I think, especially in the liberty movement. We need more leadership in this movement.
Yeah, leadership qualities, right? Because there's the difference between rulers and leaders, and leadership is very good. People often make the mistake out there of calling their rulers leaders.
Oh, it's so frustrating. I see it in the news media all the time, and it drives me up the wall, as though these politicians, these scumbag thug politicians, are actually leaders.
Yeah. I've heard them call Barack Obama, have you heard about this guy, the leader of the free world. There's all kinds of problems with that as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Let's go to the phones. Blake is on the line here, and you're on Free Talk Live, listening via the TuneIn app. Hey, Blake.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
So I was watching a video yesterday on Adam Kokesh's channel. He was saying how he was going to run as an anarchist in 2020 and calling for the abolishment of the federal government. And I'm a libertarian. Like, trust me, I'm the deepest libertarian. But I was just curious how, like, that would work, even, like, how would we have military? Like, this is an interesting topic.
Are you saying he's going to run for president as an anarchist?
Yes.
And you said you self-identify as a libertarian?
Yes, I am.
All right. So what are your chief concerns with Adam's platform of the abolition of the federal government?
Well, just how would that look? Like, it would just be up to the states. We wouldn't have a union. Would we have a flag? Like, what would go on there?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that it would, at first, once the federal government is either, the federal government is not going to be abolished, first of all, and I'm sure
Adam Kokesh is elected.
Yeah, and I'm sure Adam Kokesh knows that, and there's, some marketing involved in what he's doing. The federal government is eventually going to collapse. And then, yes, I guess state governments would still exist, but a lot of state governments are really on a welfare program where their federal government prints money and gives it to states so they don't go bankrupt. So if the federal government collapsed, which is the only possible way that I think we'd see its demise, then you would start seeing states like, I'm guessing California would probably be first, Michigan might be second. Those state governments would collapse as well because they can't get welfare from the federal government anymore. Then we would start seeing, an impotence in police, state police, local police. The school system would collapse because that, even though it's a tiny minority of funding that comes from the federal government, most of the bureaucracy and control is at the federal level. So, I mean, ultimately, getting rid of the federal government would cause most state governments eventually, I think, to collapse because what government is very good is turning people and institutions into dependents, and it's done that pretty much with all 50 states to some degree. So
some states are tax negative states, meaning that they are putting more money into the federal system than what they receive back from the federal government.
Right.
And some of them are more fiscally responsible than others. Like, I don't think New Hampshire would have as much of a problem, for instance, compared to, say, California.
You're absolutely right.
Or Michigan.
So, Blake, you said, I asked you this a second time, and I just want to clarify, I identify as a libertarian. You're not particularly worried about, like, not having a national flag or a military, are you?
I mean, I'm not worried about it. I would like to have a union, you know, a country.
Why?
I think it would be utter chaos if the federal government just was abolished. And then,
well, wait a minute. Was it utter chaos after the Soviet Union collapsed?
No, but I think that because of our dependency, like you were just saying, it would just be such a drastic change. And I know that the citizens are the number one defense. We would build our own military, but I just thought it was interesting that we bash the federal government so much, and I understand that. But it's just,
I'm not sure why not having a federal government around is seen as a bad thing. What is it that they're doing for you?
Well, they would just act as, well, like you guys were just saying, a leader, but not a leader. They would be, you know, I guess they would just keep everything together. We would be bound to a...
What does that mean, they keep everything together?
We would be bound together by a constitution. Unilaterally, you know.
Before we go any further, I think there's... I'm sorry, Blake. Before we go any further, I think there's some muddy water that we need to try and make clear. What is your definition of libertarianism, and where did you hear about it?
Libertarianism, to me, is individual liberty and self-reliance, mm-hmm. and not relying on anybody else, and non-aggression principle,
okay.
not using force.
So... I understand that you would be somewhat worried that obviously if, like, let's say the federal government was to disappear tomorrow, I think there would be obviously a chaotic decompression period. And I don't know who coined the phrase, whether it was Murray Rothbard or Walter Block or somebody like that. But if the government disappeared overnight, it would be up and running again the next day, because the problems with humanity that make government possible would still exist. So pushing a button and getting the government to go away doesn't solve the problem, right? So I think that I definitely understand the real fear that if suddenly this government that, as we already talked about, so many people are so dependent on just vanished, that there would be a period of chaos. But I don't think that chaos could be sustainable. I think that there would be a kind of spontaneous organization that would follow. Maybe it would take a couple weeks to start happening, months, years, who knows.
Remember they shut the government down for a few weeks last year, right? There was this big deal about how a certain portion of the government was going to completely shut down, and people were freaking out.
Yeah, they didn't really shut anything down. That was just a show. They just shut down, like, parks and stuff.
Exactly.
They shut down some stuff, and everything was fine. I'm not really worried about it personally.
Government.
I don't see them as holding anything together. If anything, you want to hang on, Blake. We can bring you back for more discussion here in hour number two. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number if you want to jump in here. Share your thoughts about eliminating the feds. 855-450-FREE.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard-of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.